The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, before we start, a feature I wanted to announce. I usually try to stay on top of all of Torah's new features, and I must have missed this one because I just didn't know about this. But in the Mishnah, okay, we know that in Kofsky Pirshei Mishnayos, he has the Rambam's Girsa of the Mishnah, which is many times different from the one that we have in our Mishnayos. So not only do they have the Pirshei Mishnah of the Rambam now with the Rambam's Mishnayos, they have the Shelat edition of the Pirshei Mishnayos, which means it has all of Shelat's critical footnotes, just like in the Shelat Mishnah Torah. And not only that, but at least on Avos, I haven't checked all the Masechtos, in addition to the Rambam's Pirshei Mishnayos, they have a Biur Lepirush Rambam LeMishnah, which is Shelat doing like a Yad Pshuta on the Rambam's Pirush of the Pirush of Mishnayos, bringing down all the other Rambam sources with like all this good stuff. And it's just amazing. So thought I would just, announce that here. Yes, because, there's just, I'm just swimming in resources. Yeah, yes.
I'm just asking out of curiosity. Do they have the original Pirush Mishnayos or just translations?
Ah, so I'm glad you asked. So they have Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam, and I guess they don't have it on Avos yet, but let's see. I know they have it on Brachos, I think. Yeah, so here's the original Arabic that they have, and they also have the Doofus edition, which in this case is not as bad as the Doofus edition in the Mishnah Torah, because this is like this is just a different translation, but I think it also might not as be up to date. Yeah,
is that the one that's in the back of the Gemara?
Probably. Yeah, I mean it is bad in some places because the Rambam continually revised the Pirshei Mishnayos also, and I know in Kafach what I like about his is that he has which edition of the revision it's from, and he makes sure that you know like what the Rambam changed, which I'm sure Shelat does also. Yeah, so Rambam goodies. Okay. All right. The other thing that I want to do today before we go on is I spent a decent amount of time reading through the whole Yad Pshuta on, I think I finished Perek Zion of Mishmata, which is a lot of stuff. And I wanted to call your attention to some answers to questions that we raised or elaborations. So one of them is, first of all, This is the craziest thing. We're going to start with the craziest thing. So we talked about how the Rambam says mitzvos aseh shel Torah l'saper b'nisim v'niflaos shenasu l'asayim v'mitzrayim b'leil chamisha asar b'nisan shenemar zachor es hayom hazeh asher yitzasim v'mitzrayim, right? And that's the sipur from Zachor. And then we read in Krishma, Hilchos Krishma Aleph Gimel, that he says, when he's talking about tzitzis, the parshas of tzitzis, right? So we said, what does he mean, mitzvah lahazkir? Because he doesn't count it in Taryag, right? So Yad Pshuta says like this, shocking. Where is it? I'm not going to read this whole thing. Al pi zeh biyarti v'hilchos krishma ma shapazak sham u'mitzvah l'hazkir yitzis mitzrayim b'yom v'layla shenemar l'man tispas yom tizcha meyrish mitzrayim kol miyachayacha sham v'esi dugmas mishimush hamunach mitzvah. So there I brought examples of the Rambam's use of the term mitzvah benigud l'munach mitzvahs aseh in contrast to when he says mitzvahs aseh, okay? Mitzvah stam mashma maisim meshubach v'afilu kezesh enu mechuyav af midrabanan. So when he says mitzvah, it just means a praiseworthy action, not even a mitzvah derabanan. Okay, and then he says he wrote an essay about this in a book called Sefer Yovel L'Chavod Rav Yosef Dovalevi Soloveitchik, which I don't know if we have a copy of that. But in his commentary on Hilchos Krishma, he gives these examples. He says, "Amnam mashim hishtamash rabbeinu kam b'munach mitzvah, im zeh mishum zaros." There's nothing strange about the Rambam using the term mitzvah. "Mutinu kagon zeh b'machum shirotze lahadgish ma'alas hadavar b'chashivuso korehu mitzvah." So when the Rambam wants to emphasize the virtue of something and its importance, he calls it a mitzvah. "Afal pi she'eino nimna b'taryag." Duma la, this one shocked me, this example. "B'hilchos Talmud Torah, vav alf kol tamid chachamim mitzvah lahadro." Which shocks me because I understood the Rambam to hold that that's part of the mitzvah of, that he does count mitzvah l'chavid melamdeha v'yodeha. And it's true that the main form of that mitzvah is to honor your Rav. I thought that honoring Talmid Chachamim was part of that. So I don't know why he says mitzvah l'hadra. I mean, unless he's talking specifically about like the type of standing up that you do, but I thought that was the mitzvah d'oraisa. I don't know. Then here's a better example in terms of not being strange. Hilchos mila aleph ches mitzvah l'hakdim b'tchilas hayom. It's mitzvah to do mila as early in the day as possible. Hilchos tefillin u'mezuzah hei beis u'mitzvah lasos harevach dot stuma. Okay, so I don't really know enough about mezuzah and stuff to know why that's a thing. But so that's just a good principle to know that when he says mitzvah, that just means a praiseworthy action, not necessarily a mitzvah to say. Yeah.
Can you at the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos go through like, or is that just for Hilchos Shabbos? Like his legal, like when he says like you.
I think that's just for Hilchos Shabbos. Yeah, I don't think he does mitzvah there. I think it's for different lashons of Isser and Chiyuv,
okay.
Liability. Yeah. Good place to know about, though, like your brother mentioned that. Okay, so then next thing that I wanted to point out is, I don't know if you remember this or if I did it too subtly. When we were going through, first of all, another thing I noticed, back up. Okay, you know how we always go through the Sefer HaMitzvos before we do the mitzvah in the Mishnah Torah, right? So if you look at the Yad Pshuta on the Koseres, he goes through and he quotes all of the Sefer HaMitzvah formulations. So you don't even have to like look it up in the separate Sefer. And I think he uses Kafetz translation. So that's just a very, very handy thing to know about. Okay. But anyway, when we went through the mitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, which is Sipur, I don't know if you remember, I mentioned, the Rambam breaks it down into the topics. And I said that there are four and there were three. And I was like shocked at the fact that I usually have a good memory for these things. And like, I was like, I thought that there were, so here's what he says. First of all, he acknowledges that there are three topics. Lefi anusach ha-nizkar la'el shu targumusha rav kafech ha-chova l'saper misiya chesed l'shlosha nosim. So there are three topics that the mitzvah of Sipur relates to. One, ha-gdalas ma'asha asa banu v'ha-ivo sh'asa lanu ha-mitzrim. One is the magnitude of what the Egyptians did to us in injustice. Two, heach nifra lanu ha-shem mehem, how God exacted punishment from them. And three, hoda al lo yis'ala al kol ha-chesed shir gabanu, giving thanks to God. Okay, but then he says, Bram b'mahadurasu shaharav, I don't know who this is, Rach Heller Zal, a girsa shona b'miktas. So this other girsa says, b'hagdalas mash asa lanu hashem, the greatness of what God did for us, to umash asa lanu hamitrim ibu b'chamas, what the Egyptians did to us in injustice and violence, three, eich lakach hashem nikmaso mehem, how God took vengeance on them, and four, u'bohodos lo alma shigamanu mechasadav. So he says, B'makum harishon mufia etlo hagdalas mash asalanu hashem, B'makum mash asalanu hamitrin. So he basically, Kafich and this other translator translated differently in terms of that first thing, whether they split into two or not. So I don't know what to infer from that, but it's a good example of how, like, it's very difficult because the Rambam is such a medactic writer. But when he's writing in the Arabic and people are translating it, you could have differences that, like, affect your conception of the very tzuras mitzvah, So just something to note. Okay, next, this other thing, which I, again, just take someone like Rav Rabinovich to point out. Okay, how would you translate lasapir b'yitzias mitzrayim, like the verb lasapir?
To tell over.
Okay, that's also how I would, like sipur, right? Okay, so what he says, and again, I'm not saying I'm convinced that this is true, but he knows Hebrew better than I do. And this certainly makes a lot more sense given what we do. Okay, so it says L'saper, Hamashmaus harachava shel hapol saper b'lashon chachamin hisicha koshihi afilu bein adam la'atmo. So L'saper in Torah might mean like to tell a story, right? Laman tesaper bozne bincha uvin bincha is asher hisalati b'mitzrayim. I think that, and I always assume that that's talking about Sipur, which it is. But he says in Lashon Chachamim, in terms of the, like Mishnayic Hebrew, it is conversation, any conversation, even between a person and himself. V'lav davka Sipur koros l'acherim, not necessarily telling over events to other people. Kamosha Amru, like it says in Sanhedrin, Lamechaz Amabez, Adam Harishon b'lashon arami Sipur, that which clearly doesn't mean he told people reports of things in Lashon Arami. Okay, means he conversed in Aramaic. Okay, which I don't know what that means. Arami conversed in Aramaic. But I thought about this, and if that's true, it is a lot better of a description of the activity of the mitzvah of conversing, discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim, not telling over Yetzias Mitzrayim, especially when you're talking about, let's say, in the Haggadah, when we talk about the Chachamim in Bnei Brak talking about the halachos of the night. That's not Sipur Devarim. That's conversation, yeah.
It also makes more sense with like the breakdown that we have with halacha of like, I don't understand it if the only mitzvah was for a father to tell a son.
Right.
But the fact that you have like a, like between yourself, but then also the previous level of like chachamim between themselves.
Right.
Like, you, no one's like telling over the story to the other chachamim and saying, this is what happened.
Right. Right. It's engaging in conversation type talk, but just by yourself. Yeah. Okay. Oh, here's another. Yeah. Methodology thing. Okay. So we noted that the Rambam quotes as the source of the mitzvah in the Mishnah Torah, Zachor es hayom hazeh, and then he brings in Bikar to the Bincha just to say that you have to tell your son even if he doesn't ask you. And in the Sefer Mitzvos, he does the opposite, right? So the Yad Pshuta explains, Klomer Iker Mitzvah Sipur Mefureshes because of Zachor es hayom hazeh, Asher Yitzasim Mitzrayim, Bo in Zecher lo leben v'lo l'acherim. Right, that pasuk doesn't have any mention of a son or another person. Well, korcha she'a mitzvah mechayeves kol yachid afilu hu bodet. Okay, ulam b'sefer ha-mitzvos lo hizkibu pasuk zeh. Why? Mipnei she'kedarko b'sefer ha-mitzvos rata lahavi makor b'chazal ha-magdir as ha-mitzvah. That, and he just says it like in passing, I'm sure he writes about this elsewhere. He says, because according to the Rambam's approach in the Sefer ha-mitzvos, he wants to bring the source in Chazal, which defines the mitzvah. Okay, so in other words, we see from here that in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he'll bring the source that Chazal cite, but in the Mishnah Torah, he'll bring the one that he thinks is the most pertinent source, even if it is not in the way the Chazal say it. So I want to see if the Abshuta talks about this elsewhere from a methodological standpoint, because here he's just mentioning in passing, but it seems like a very, very important thing to know if you're going to see different sources in, a discrepancy in the sources. Okay. Another thing, and I'm only quoting half of the things I found, by the way, because I don't want to delay too much. Oh yeah. So when you point out to the Ben Tipesh, Kamo Shifcha Zo, Kamo Eved Zeh. So what's your understanding of why we point out like the actual Eved and the actual Shifcha? Yeah.
It was easier to think about in terms of examples.
Okay, that's what I thought also, right? Yeah, okay. Oh, so here's the thing. So I thought it's easier in terms of having examples, almost like a visual aid, you know? But
what I thought the visual aid would do, though, is that it would make it more personal.
Okay, yeah. So I the Abshuta, this might be the same idea, but the Abshuta expresses it more like you did. He says, so this example needs explanation. Is it Eved Matzbiya B'Amra Eved Zeh? What Eved are you talking about when you indicate this Eved? So what is the kid supposed to understand about the Geula from the fact that you mentioned the Eved? Maybe this is talking about the event in Pesachim, which always seems a little insensitive to me, you know, the event that's talking about. Amar Le Rav Nachman the Daru Avde. So this is at the Seder, presumably. Rav Nachman said to Daru, who was his servant, Avda demapik le mare lecherus. If a master set his slave free, v'yahiv le kasba v'dava, and gave him silver and gold, my bai le meimar le, what would the servant have to say to him? Amar le, so his servant said, boi le uduy ulishvuche kame. He would have to give praise and shavach. Okay. I just think it's a little insensitive because, like, I don't think he is setting his servant free. But anyway, Harisha Rav Nachman pana le'eved kedei shehala yasbir mitoch nisyono ha'ishi es erka shachers. So Rav Nachman turned to his servant so that he would explain from personal experience the value of freedom. Sipur ishi kazed, a personal account like this, a personal example like this is going to be likely to make real. I assume lahamchish is a modern Hebrew word for like chush, of like giving them a sense to the young kids about the geula from Abdus Lecheres. You know, so it is more than just a visual aid. It's like the kid knows the servant, and you're going to convey that. And this is also why, you know, I have a personal practice, not as a halakhic practice, but I usually try for my reading material during Pesach, I try to pick something to read that gives a sense of actual slavery. Like for years, I would read accounts of North Korean refugees because that is the closest, in my opinion, society to like Mitzrayim now. And then like last Pesach, I started reading the autobiography of Frederick Douglass. And I probably will continue reading it because it's a long autobiography. So like, I think that there is definitely a, if you can get that from some source and then convey that verbally at your sipur, I think that that is an actual like kiyum of conveying like the personal emotions of someone who actually experienced slavery. Okay. I think the last thing I wanted to mention was we mentioned when we did Maskil, Begnus, and Simon Shavach that it's weird that he has Rav and Shmuel, right? And I mentioned that how can you start twice? You can only start once. So how can you paskin like both? So the Yad Pshuta is of the opinion. He says, Maskil, Begnus, and Simon Shavach. Okay, so he quotes Pirshim Shana Hashem, Maskil, Begnus, Shemsaper, Echayinu, you tell how we were, Lifnei Sheba Abraham, Kofim Umishatvim. That before Avram came, we were deniers of God and people who worship God in conjunction with other beings. Ubacharnu Hashem lo lanachla. God chose us as an inheritance. Veich avar alinu b'mitzrayim mash avar. And what transpired in Mitzrayim. Vach kach b'danu Hashem. And then afterwards, Hashem redeemed us. V'darush osa haparsha zachor v'idua. Drush pasha zachor v'idua. Okay, that's okay. Then he goes on. So then he says, Harif b'ikus rabino chanan al zal mesayim ala ha'idna avdina kadar b'ayhu. So the Rif is the one who says we paskin like both. Okay. B'kach gam hevi b'pirish mishnayos ashtei adeos. And the Rambam brings both shitos down in the pirish mishnayos. Okay, but then he says like this, v'nir shirvina sover she'in kan machlokes, which I've never heard before. I always thought it was a machlokes. So he holds that the Rambam holds that there's no machlokes. L'fikach yichid rabino lashon rabino lashon, sorry, rabino, I think this is probably a typo. Lashon maskil umesaper. Unless he's saying, no, I don't. Yeah, look, yeah. Maskil umesaper, lesvaraso shel rav, aval lishmul maskil umodia. So this is an interesting thing. So in the actual halacha, he says, ketzad maskil umesaper, and then he talks about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And then for Shmuel, he says, maskil umodia. So who cares? He says, v'nir lefarsh kach. Here's how we'll explain it. Kvar reinu le'el shaloshan sipur mashma gam sicha shal chachamim. Sicha, we said, means conversation of chachamim. Bafilu b'ena l'vein asma. Aval mishi yish lo'banim k'tanim, mitzvah lehodia l'banim. But if you have kids, it's mitzvah to inform them. V'hanyu shechayv lehodia lehem devarim she'enem yoduim lehem. To tell them things they don't know. That's not shayach to chachamim who already know of it. So if you're a chacham by yourself or you're with other chachamim, what do you talk about? Do you really have to say the event of the story like you do to a dumb kid? You need to contemplate the spiritual significance implications of the galus in Egypt, and the geula from there, which led to us getting the Torah. Had his galis shegila Avraham Avino esbal habira tag. I don't know what this tagli's word is. Tagli zo hef hafcha nachlasam shol kol Yisrael. Okay, fine. You need to tell about the inheritance of Avraham. Kasher meduver b'sipur hakavana hi lahamik ulaharchiv ulisbonim b'mashmas ha'iruim l'rak b'pratim asim b'vad. So that the intent there is to go into depth and expand on it. Aval mishem shesmuchim al shulchano k'ilu asher adayin inam yodim es ha'avdus ha'historios. But if you are still like dependent on your parents' table in a way where you don't even know the historical events. Maschil umodia shavadim haino lefarah b'mitzrayim b'haino kashmuel. Then that's when you have Shmuel's version. Nimsa shatam lama hitim das to shal rav whom yipnei shemisiyaches lamai desalig mine shua sipur shal tamid chachamim beinam levein aswam. That's why the Rambam starts off with rav, because that's continuing the thought from the previous halacha about kulan chachamim. Aval b'nusach ha-hagadah hikdim es daito shel Shmuel. But in the nusach of the Haggadah, he makes Shmuel's opinion come first. Kisham maskil b'mash nishtana uvishinuim sha'osem b'layla zeh k'dei la'oras ha-tinokos v'shiyishalo. V'haray le'tinokos tzarek lahodia es prati yisiyas mitraim haki pshutim. So you need to start with the kids to tell the actual facts. V'haynu sh'omrin lohem avadim hainu. And that's why we start with avadim hainu in the actual Haggadah. Brach achar kach muvayim ha-braisa al-hachachamim sha'i musulim b'mnei brach v'hayim esapim b'tiyas mitraim kol osa al-layla. Shuv chozrim l'sipur atmo. Hare l'kach matima davka daito shorav. L'fikach amru b'shalav zeh mitchilav. Yeah, so basically he holds that there are two components of the Maisa and Mitzvah, and it's not a machlokas at all, and that's how you can start the Sipur Chachamim, and you could start the historical account. So I just have never seen that cheetah. I was always taught that it was a machlokas. Yeah. Okay, so I guess we didn't have time to start a new thing. Oh, yeah, sorry, one more point. Sorry, I don't know if I mentioned this last time, when he says, by Rami Ovid Avi, V'hu shiyidrosh mi'arami Ovid Avi ad shiyigmur kol ha-parsha. But if you look at the actual parsha, we don't finish the parsha. I don't know if this is like a well-known question, but this has bothered me for a long time. The actual parsha starts with Arami Ovid Avi, and it ends with Vayavienu al Hamakom Hazeh. But in the Haggadah, we just say we end here. Vosos of Mosim. So the Yabshuta gives a very Peshuta answer, which is Pirush. Parsha zo yishba mishum maskel b'nusam. Oh, sorry, I'm shevach. That's not the part. This is the part. Ze amur b'zman shbeis mikdash hayakayam. So the Rambam's halacha is about when the Beis Mikdash is standing. Shemasayim v'yivinu al hamakom hazeh v'yitin lana es ha'aretz hazos eretz avas chalav v'dvash. And then we darshan that v'darshu b'sifri sham v'yivinu al hamakom hazeh ze Beis Hamikdash. O yachal ze eretz Yisrael. But in the Haggadah, when the Rambam brings out the Nusach HaHaggadah, he says, Nusach HaHaggadah, Shenahagu Ba Yisrael Bizman HaGalos, V'sham Eino Gomer Es HaParsha, Shari Lo Yitachin Lomer V'hu B'nechar V'yivin El HaMalkom Hazeh. So really, halachically, we do darshan the whole thing, but only in Galos do we not. So that just simple answer to the question, which I didn't know about. Yeah. Okay.
Cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Yad Pruta. So tomorrow let's plan to do the halachos about the demonstrating chayrus. Very good.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/Rabbi Schneeweiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at rabbischneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening, thank you to my readers for reading, and thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.